Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
Listen, as soon as July 1st hits, exactly. I get fired up, so it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you, just being, I've been gone for much of the month, but coming back yesterday, I happened to be out and about, and people want to know. I mean, Ryan, they want to know. You've been asked to, what is this team going to look like? And we don't have an answer yet. I'm sure you don't have an answer yet.
But, you know, you're going to have 10,000 fans every day at training camp wondering that same question. So I think it's going to be a neat for you to see the support on a daily basis and how important it is for the players to get that support from the fans.
It's always good when you bring the fans to camp. The energy just increases, and you can feel it, in the air. And now I've seen it around the city going to Blackhawks games or just being around, but I haven't seen it with our team, so that's going to be exciting to experience.
I think there are only 11 teams now that actually go away. It used to be a big trend, now not so much. What are some other advantages to that, going away from training camp?
I think it's just coming together. You kind of eliminate some distractions. You're together as a team. You're in a dorm. You're kind of gelling. And I just like the idea of coming away. Your family's not there. You're not in your home environment. I just think you come together closer as a group. So there's advantages and disadvantages to both. Me and John like going away for that aspect.
Was there anything you tweaked that you really needed to have at training camp that maybe hadn't been here in the past for fans or for players or just for people watching?
There's things that we've done from a sports science perspective that Jen Gibson, Nate Bresky, Jason George have brought, our strength coach and our athletic trainer, just to help their recovery, things of that nature. John's a big proponent of crowd noise, so he's upped our...
it's going to be like a mini concert out there, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
going to be cranking the music all practice long.
Yeah, it'll be loud. But I think you'll see a lot of energy, a lot of intensity, and a lot of physicality this camp.
You know, Kyle Long, he's kind of captured my attention all throughout the OTAs because he's a super talented player. Is he the type of guy that's going to get consideration at more than one position on the offensive line, or is it kind of a wait-and-see type of scenario as training camp unfolds?
I think you're going to see him line up at a variety of positions, but you're going to see that with multiple players. You're going to see it as we're experimenting with different lineups on defense, our D linemen, our outside linebackers moving around. Magazoo and Adam Gase do a great job at experimenting with different lineups, so you're going to see that throughout camp. And I think it's twofold. You know, it's, hey, what gets our best 11 on the field? And also, what happens if there's an injury? Like, how can we adjust going forward? So this is kind of the time of year to experiment with that. So you'll see him specifically line up at a variety of positions. And to his credit, he's athletic enough to do that.
Right.
You know? Have you had a chance to, well, certainly you've had a chance, but to look at the roster now from a perspective of the construction sign came off. All 32 teams had a construction sign on the offseason. We're rebuilding this. We're remodeling this. We're doing this. And now that you stand here days before the start of the first training camp practice, how do you see the roster?
I feel good. I feel good about what we've done, but I want to be mindful of, hey, let's continue to be aggressive. You know, again, this preseason time period here is an important time. So we got to be accurate, and we got to be willing to pull the trigger on moves throughout the preseason and all the way up to the final cuts. So I don't think we're done. There's a lot of work to be done. I think it's a lot depends on how well we gel and come together as a team, as we know, which I'm confident about. So I'm excited going forward. I just know there's still some work to be done with the roster.
From our experiences, that little thought right there puts the edge on every single player, correct? From
your
perspective.
Which led me to my next question, you know, is there seems to always be a certain attachment to the first draft class along with you coming in as a general manager. And I think there's a lot of interest to see from Eddie Goldman to White to Amos to all these guys how they're going to perform in their first training camp, because there's a lot expected out of this young group.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of excitement, absolutely. And that's why I think these guys that we drafted, toughness was stressed. And so I think you'll see another level of performance with the pads on. So Eddie Goldman's a great example of that. I mean, you really can't – we try to evaluate during OTAs, but you really get a true measure of his talent when we're out there and we're playing physical football with the pads on. So, no, it's exciting.
Was there anything that surprised you at all? You've obviously evaluated the draft picks for the last several years, but getting them in Bears uniforms, watching them all throughout the offseason, was there anything – like my first impression of Kevin White was that he just looks the part as an NFL wide receiver. But, you know, anything different about the evaluation?
That's a good question. I mean, there's the evaluation process is so thorough. There usually isn't a lot that surprises you. I know with Amos, pl- playing corner and safety. How is he going to acclimate when he's just focused on safety? And we were all pleasantly surprised, and not surprised, but just felt good about that transition taking place. Kevin didn't surprise us. It was good to see him out there, and you can just see his athleticism and his ability. I guess when you're there in person every day, his ability to go up and attack the ball, his vertical leaping ability is impressive. And I think when you combine that with Alshon, that's exciting.